history books talk about Chief Petty Officer Long, who everyone's talked about Chief Petty Officer Long, and I can still see him marching backwards as we were marching forwards. And I can still see one of my team, and I won't mention his name. He became quite distinguished in non-naval life, but he was quite incapable of putting an arm and leg in opposite directions. So his right arm and his right leg always went forward together. And I can still see Mr. Long practically having a cardiac arrest watching this going on. But actually, that parade training, there was more to it than that, because it did teach us that extra something, that extra discipline, which, you know, if you translate parade training in itself, it's unimportant. But when you get to the bridge at sea and you're doing maneuvers or whatever it might be, and that sort of sense of discipline that parade training started us off with, I think was terribly important. Apart from the else, it made sure that even the scruffiest officer began to look quite smart.